This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Coronavirus is a thing, but it's, there's been this thing that's going viral out of Facebook because, like a broken clock, everything is, you know, they're right twice a day. Facebook is right here. Where everybody, the meme is stay calm and wash your hands. When you go to the grocery store, I don't think anybody takes in exactly how bacteria conscious Americans have become. Every grocery store that I go to, as you get the buggy, there's a little place that dispenses the sterile wipes so you can wipe down the handle or the door handle or whatever it is. In Vegas, some of the hotels that I would be in would be have those things literally everywhere. And a lot of people wearing masks there as well. Washing your hands a lot, as often as you can, is very good advice. But it might be a good follow-up to caution those on social media to stay calm and avoid the hype as well. See, the coronavirus needs to be a thing for the left and for the media. This needs to be a thing. They want this to be Trump's Katrina, which... it isn't going to be Trump's Katrina, but if you were to look at the blazing headlines and stories across all the various media platforms, all it is hype. If one didn't know better, the outbreak has been the second coming of the bubonic plague, more commonly referred to as Black Death, that wiped out a third of the European population in the mid-1300s. Coronavirus is definitely something not to be ignored, right? It's not to be ignored because thousands have lost their lives, but then again, mostly in China they have lost their lives. And most of them were very either aged or had some sort of a underlying medical problem, something, maybe cardiovascular, respiratory, something like that. But so far, the foot has been blown completely out of... portion. With the competition from the old media having lost so much of their power to the new media in the last 10 or 20 years, they need events like the spread of coronavirus to exaggerate in order to stay relevant. But here's the thing. Staying relevant does not necessarily run parallel to benefiting the public when information is skewed to scare people into thinking and feeling a certain way. First, we had Russian collusion that dominated the headlines. Then impeachment, and now we've got the coronavirus outbreak. And Democrats are trying to politicize it and weaponize it to use to their advantage. Once again, to try to damage Trump politically, now that they've tried everything else and failed. If you were to listen to Tim Cook, who is the president and CEO of Apple, during his recent interview with Susan Lee on the Fox Business Network, the coronavirus has been just a blip on business operations. The workers in China involved in producing Apple products are on their way back to work. Some of the statements he made in the course of the interview included, "I'm optimistic that the coronavirus is getting under control and Apple is fundamentally sound." Now, this is somebody who actually has cause and effect happening due to coronavirus, because a lot of his manufacturing is overseas in China. But if you were to listen to most of the reporting for the last week, you would think the end of the world is at hand, much in the way a major hurricane or other natural disasters are now reported. These events are tragic for those affected, but they have a very short life, and they will come to an end, and then life goes on. And the coronavirus, too, will pass with the vast majority of people unaffected. A local NBC affiliate serving Northeast Ohio, WKYC, broadcast a story, "Stay Vigilant, Not Scared," that went against the grain of the majority of stories on the subject by talking about the coronavirus outbreak is not a pandemic, and how people have survived many health scares in the past that have been similar in nature, particularly the SARS and the MERS outbreaks, and the risk is extremely low, and the flu remains a bigger threat to Americans. Dr. Drew Pinsky, a noted addiction specialist who was ousted from CNN because of his conservative-leaning point of view, echoed and amplified that statement to a broader audience on the YouTube channel Daily Blast Live. Rush Limbaugh highlighted his statements on the Daily Blast podcast during his Friday broadcast. And here's something that is from that transcript. Drew Pinsky: "We have in the United States 24 million cases of flu-like illnesses, 180,000 hospitalizations, 16,000 dead from influenza. We have zero deaths from coronavirus. The number has since gone up to 2. We have almost no cases. There are people walking around out there with the virus that don't even know they have it. It is so mild. So it's going to be much more widespread than we knew. It's going to be much milder than we do. The 1.7% fatality rate is going to fall. Where the press during the Mediterranean corona outbreak, where the fatality rate was 41%. Why did they didn't get crazed about MERS or SARS? This is an overblown press-created hysteria. It is well in hand. Trump is absolutely correct." And then coming from the New England Journal of Medicine, they put it in the proper perspective. "The overall clinical consequence of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza," which they put at 0.1%, "or a pandemic influenza, similar to those in 1957 and 1968, rather than a disease similar to SARS or MERS, which had case fatality rates of 9 to 10% and 36% respectively. Even an American who caught the virus while on a cruise ship wrote for the Washington Post what it's like to have it and described it as not all that terrible. It's a cough, a fever, and body aches. For all I know, I have had it. I might have had it when I came back from Vegas, for all I know. No one wants to get it, but it doesn't sound nearly as dangerous to a person's health or as lethal as it's been portrayed." We get this from somebody who had coronavirus. He said, "I'm in my late 60s, and the sickest I've ever been was when I had bronchitis several years ago. They laid me out on my back for a few days. This has been much easier. No chills, no body aches. I breathe easily, and I don't have a stuffy nose. My chest feels tight, and I have coughing spells. If I were at home with similar symptoms, I probably would have gone to work as usual. My treatment has consisted of what felt like gallons and gallons of Gatorade, and when my fever rose just above 100 degrees, some ibuprofen. This does not sound like the apocalypse if you can treat it with Gatorade and ibuprofen. I'm sorry." And for the media, they'll be the losers in this. This will continue to damage their credibility by making these dire warnings that essentially everyone needs to be prepared to avoid his imminent demise. Even Tucker Carlson bought into this. This is a guy that he reads between the lines and sees the cons for what they are. But this is one more case of crying wolf. All with the desire to do something to Trump. And that means do something to you. They want Trump out. And it's beginning to look like they want Bernie Sanders in, so we're about to be looking at a president or a political ideology the likes of which we have not seen in quite some time that killed 100 million people in the 20th century. Yeah. We're going to try it the American way because Bernie's got it. He's got it together. He can't tell you how he's going to do any. That's okay when you're a totalitarian. It doesn't matter where the money comes from. He'll just take it. He'll just take it. This leads to the extinction of the mainstream media. I hope they're ready for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Love Mondays. Love Mondays. Just because it's always an adventure on Mondays. But I digress. For those who, you know, some of you guys may be looking at Bernie Sanders and saying, well, he's well-meaning. He may be a little misguided. He's an old man. And I mean, a really old man. And anyone who can still promote hardcore socialism which this is the thing you have to understand about socialism. Socialism is the gateway drug. And you can't have socialism without a means to extract it. And, you know, he's Denmark, which is the thing he wants to compare to all the time, is not what he's talking about doing. He's not talking about being Denmark. And if he was, who cares? I don't want to be Denmark. So, let's take a look at something that will come with this. And like I said, you know, communism has contributed 100 million dead people. Who knows what they would have been? And anybody who's promoting that, knowing that, he knows this. This is not a well-meaning old man. The fact that Bernie still honestly believes in the system, even as he survives the cognitive dissonance, living life as a millionaire with three homes, is no excuse. Then there's the people that he has surrounded himself with, the people and organizations that gather around him. And this is pointing to a new dark age in America, one of race hatred and anti-Semitism and the breakdown of all law and order, at least temporarily. And we're going to talk about that part now that Bernie is embracing a group that has its goal to the end of our criminal justice system. So this is the latest anti-civilization group that he has gathered into his campaign. And we get this from, I think, the Daily Caller. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign has embraced a far-left group that seeks to abolish prisons and has promoted a group the U.S. State Department designated as a Palestinian terrorist organization, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation investigation. His 2020 presidential campaign website touts an endorsement from the radical group Dream Defenders, and the group's co-director, Philip Agnew, is a top Sanders surrogate. Dream Defenders aims to abolish the use of prisons, according to the group's website and public statements. Police and prisons have no place in justice. Police and prisons aren't just racist, but they work to enforce the separations of rich and poor, the Dream Defenders website states. Dream Defenders, if you want to find out more about them, and I suggest you do, go check them out. But this just adds another name to the radical anti-Semites with whom Bernie surrounds himself, like Linda Sarsour or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. Now, part of the social contract in modern Western society is that people will not seek private vengeance because the rule of law means that the system will protect them from criminals in their midst. And before that social contract came into play, vigilante justice was the norm. Now, this went on from the Stone Age through the medieval era. Low-level raiding parties, with each party endlessly seeking revenge for its opposite number's predations, which resulted in a warfare death rate of about 25% annually. Here in modern America, we don't see a whole lot of vigilante justice, although it does happen. But vigilanteism is common in nations in which the citizens believe that the legal system is either unfair or non-existent. And the internet is teeming with stories about people beating to death someone claimed to be a child predator or a murderer or an arsonist. Like this example from Mexico. A law student returning home to visit his family was reportedly beaten and burned to death with his uncle after someone posted fake rumors to the messaging service WhatsApp that claimed the men were involved in child abduction and organ trafficking. So they just pulled him out of their house and beat him to death. Or this from India. An Indian man who held 24 children hostage at his daughter's birthday party was shot dead by police before locals beat his wife to death as she tried to escape. This is mob mentality. And mob mentality is completely primitive. You have to get into a primitive place in your cerebral cortex to be able to sit there and beat someone to death that is helpless. Or when you've got that kind of disparity of force. This has happened in America. A 54-year-old man was beaten to death by a crowd of onlookers in Philadelphia after he attempted to steal a car with three children inside, but was stopped by the parents. Now, what separates us from most of the third world countries is a successful, reliable criminal justice system, which ours needs a little work. I'm going to be the first one to tell you that. But and one of the things that threatens us, by the way, is red flag laws, because due process is a big part of that reliability. But you also have to have in place a process that ensures that those who have committed crimes suffer a proportional consequence for their action. Without that consequence, there's going to be no incentive to avoid crime. And the result is that innocent people will suffer. So eventually, non-criminal people, if they're plunged into a Darwinian world of survival without a reliable criminal justice system, will come to the belief that they have the righteous obligation to defend themselves and their families and their community. And that's a throwback to a pre-modern world. That, do we want to see that here? You know, I talk about the left and the Civil War and all this other stuff, but do we want to see this here? And this is, in order to see this here, then we have to volunteer for it. And the way we volunteer for it would be if we were saying President Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is not, you see him portrayed on Saturday Night Live by Larry David, who's a pretty funny guy, and he does a pretty good Bernie Sanders impression. But this is not some funny guy. This is a guy who has told the Midwest, I'm taking your jobs, but I'm going to create 20 million jobs with my renewable energy. He doesn't tell you what they are, how they're going to come about, who, where they're going to be or anything. He just throws out a figure, and you're supposed to just fall for that. So it's up to you to not fall for that. Because what comes up on the other end is the mob mentality, and that will certainly be something we'd have to pay for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is involved in a whole-of-government approach to the coronavirus threat. The vice president also reminds everyone,
let's be clear, the risk to the American people of the coronavirus remains low, according to all of the experts that we're working with across the government.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her presidential campaign one day before Super Tuesday. She's expected to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. Voters in 14 states will head to the polls tomorrow to vote in their state's primary election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to do well. Sanders won earlier contests in New Hampshire and Nevada. Meanwhile, Biden won Saturday's South Carolina primary and has new momentum in the Democratic contest. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Lock and load. You would have thought that the vibe at CPAC this year would involve stressing about our November election prospects. But even as the market dipped over the coronavirus scare, the general consensus is that whether we face Vermont Stalin or that miserable moneyed midget, we got this. And in fact, it is probably ours to lose. The common image of conservatives is sort of one of dour pessimism, but that is less due to some inherent doom-mongering on the right than to the decades of failure by Conservative Inc. Under the wise and steady guidance of our establishment betters, all we did was lose. But Trump has given the conservatives a taste of winning, and they like it. And at CPAC, you could hear you could feel the excitement. In contrast, down the road, the LoserCon remnants held their national summit on principled conservatism, oblivious to the fact that if you abuse yourself with too much principled conservativing, you might go blind. Now, the Democratic base seems intent on nominating an unreconstructed communist, and the Democrat elite seems intent on sealing the election and handing it over to Scrooge McSuck. And this is going to be hilarious, watching the Democrat process. I mean, I don't mind watching it. It's, it's one of those things that I enjoy so much. It's not a bad idea to take your opponent seriously, and anyone who gets a major party nomination can theoretically win. But if you look at someone like Bernie Sanders, a crusty anti-American weirdo who wants to take your money and give it to his doofus supporters, and you have to imagine that next year at CPAC, with Trump safely reelected and the House back in our hands, we will be wondering what the hell the Democrats were thinking nominating Marxist Mondale. and lots of Dem leading voters fashionably despise the president and enjoy their progressive posing. But Sanders actually believes the nonsense that he's spewing. He would totally take their doctors and their SUVs and jack up their taxes and hand them the bill for other people's kids. You'd get to pay for their college, their degrees in oppression studies. Liberalism is all fine and dandy with them until they have to actually live it. And get ready for even more secret Trump voters as folks with fading I'm with her stickers on their Teslas walk into the voting booth with their still strong 401k numbers in their minds and flip the lever for the Donald. Now, those folks probably would have been perfectly happy to submit to the furry shackles of the soft fascism of soda banning Frodo. Bloomberg would keep their status and wealth intact, and if their price is their freedom, well, that's okay with them. Some people are just pathetic submissives. They are not pacifists. They are submissives. A pacifist has a choice and makes a choice, a conscious choice. He or she also has the capability of making the opposite choice and totally destroying you, should that be their intent. A submissive is something else altogether different. And if they have a chance to sell out their liberty for a little fake security because the Democrat establishment totally gets that Sanders is not only a loser at the top of the ticket, but his gooey commie ichor will trickle down to feet all the way to the bottom of the ballot. So mark my words. And that means we'll see a revolt from the Bernie Bros. Like I said, this is going to be funny. This is going to be funny. Because they're going to try to steal the nomination that Sanders is winning fair and square and toss it to the tiny tycoon who will open his massive wallet and make it rain to make that happen. And while many Sanders-inclined suckers will obediently obey the command to vote for the malignant dwarf in November, a bunch of Bernie bros and Bernie broettes and Bernie gender indeterminates will refuse to play. Neither can fully consolidate the Democrats while Trump has the entire Republican Party behind him, save a few crew shilling hacks who lurk in the MSNBCNN green rooms impersonating conservatives. So this is no done deal. But all that talk about how Bernie is a really dangerous opponent because reasons, that's a bit much for me. Trump is going all in already on his campaign, and that's good, but simmer on down. The Democrats have huge flaws that could lead to a McGovern-like wipeout. And we should allow that to happen. And we shouldn't worry about how bad it hurts their feels. Because right now they're trying everything they can to derail the Trump train. We've seen Russia, Russia, Russia 2.0 happen and then quickly unhappen. There's this ridiculous attempt to ban Trump or blame him for the coronavirus. As he went to China to make the locals slurp some bat soup and lick pangolins. The pandemic meme doesn't pan out. And in a couple of months, it will be forgotten. We will have forgotten all about this and moved on to some new hyped-up atrocities. And in the meantime, Trump will be getting us out of Afghanistan, a move the Democrats will denounce because of Trump's magical power to make the leftists even stupider. '25 is looking good. We're winning. We shouldn't take anything for granted. Normally, like in a game of baseball, it's considered, one of the unwritten rules is you do not run up the score, right? We should definitely run up the score. And we should send Pelosi back to Scat Francisco for good. Let her live in her district. Observe her district. Let Adam Schiff go and, you know, walk his district. Observe some homelessness, if you will. I've seen some video of what goes on in San Francisco amongst the homeless, and it is horrific to see them. This is not even third world. I mean, I saw a video of a square with a bunch of really big potted plants in the square. I mean, terraced potted plants. Whoever, this was some money, honey. And the homeless crowd is taking it up there. And let's just say they're fertilizing the plants. In the open. As you walk by, you can watch them fertilizing the plants in the open. And they look at you like, hey, you got a cigarette? You got $5? Heroin? Yeah. That's where we need, this is why we need to run up the score. We need to run up the score on Nancy, on the Democrats, and take them all out. And make it to where they stay out of power for a very, very long time. And then we need to maybe start helping some of these states and cities out. But that may take a little bit of time. One thing at a time, shall we? Let's reelect Trump. I'm not too, you know, that will keep them at bay. That will give us a chance to further work on the judiciary. Even though I'm not real psyched up on the whole let them help us out of the Second Amendment problems that we have. For the moment, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data
rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Made the mistake twice tonight. I shouldn't be making it at all, but I did. Anyway, a person that was present at school during the 2018 massacre on Valentine's Day at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and now enrolled at Harvard, and I'm talking about student gun control activist David Hogg, has become a sought-after speaker at colleges and universities, and the odds are off the chart that he'll be given a primetime slot at the Democratic National Convention in August, which I haven't seen him around lately. I am not. I do not look at David Hogg as a misguided youth. I look at him as a completely uninformed guy, and I just look at a kid that his parents have let go. Now, I don't have a problem with him protesting. I defended that. Before I knew that there was a David Hogg, I was defending David Hogg's right to protest. And he can protest things that he thinks are wrong. And I can also disagree with his belief that school carnage will end if semi-automatic rifles are banned. Semi-automatic rifles have not been the tool used at the largest school rampage killings. The actual tool that was used in that was dynamite. Now, this happened in the era prior to the iPhone and Twitter and everything else. It actually happened in the era prior to television, to be honest with you. But there's a few things going on. And I've talked about him before, and I mean, David doesn't know to look at this. Because David's a kid. And this is the thing about kids. I remember when he was, he would get out there and somebody would start to disagree with him and start to debate him, and he would say, "You are abusing a child." Which is it, David? Are you a activist or a child? I was in high school. I came of age in, I was a kid in the 60s. Got into high school and graduated from high school. I was the last graduating class of the 70s in 1979. And in 1979, there were no rampage killings with guns happening in schools. And not in 78, not in 76. When I was a child that was being in the forceful busing integration that was happening in the mid-70s, where I was bused into a predominantly black neighborhood, to a predominantly black school, there was none of that happening there either. The only times you would see a police officer at school when I was at school was when they would be there to give a talk about obeying the law. It was an occasional sometime, and that was a, it was a big deal when it happened, where policemen were summoned to schools to deal with violent students. I never saw one happen in any school I attended. I read about them, because newspapers used to actually have news in them. After the profound cultural changes that began here since the 60s, threatening behavior by troubled students is now commonplace. It has become more of a thing. Nicholas Cruz, who used an AR-15 to murder 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High, was threatening teachers and other students with violence long before he did the unthinkable. The dramatic increase in violent behavior by students today is why more schools in America now have at least one full-time police officer. Some schools have more than that, many more than that. And like its counterparts in other large cities, the public school system in Detroit has their own police department, which they have hundreds of administrators, investigators, campus police officers, security personnel, and a canine unit. So why is it necessary for so many school districts to have their own police department? And the answer is the national tragedy here. Schools in our largest cities and counties have become dangerous places. And the most dangerous people in the schools are the students. You have lawless behavior by students, and it's so prevalent that police must be close at hand. And prior to the anything-goes sex, drugs, and rock and roll cultural decay that began in 1968, school systems had their own police departments. You know, that was virtually non-existent when that happened. So, here's what I believe. I do not believe banning any gun of any type would put a dent in rampage killings in schools. First of all, it is a very rare occasion, but it is also, in a lot of cases, there's going to be a place where we see this again. And the question is, what will? And here's my answer. Most of the school shootings that occur are carried out by severely disturbed young white males whose thought processes went haywire during to some acute mental illness, which could be caused by bad genes or drugs, or a dysfunctional childhood, which is bad parenting, which happens a lot now, or both, as was the case with Nicholas Cruz. Another reason for school shootings can be laid squarely at the feet of the corrosive cultural decline of this society in which these deranged rampage killers develop their upside-down sense of right and wrong. This anything-goes progressive culture that permeates virtually every facet of this society teaches these young madmen the politically correct concept of moral relativism. The idea that moral judgments are values that can vary, like gender. So in other words, there is no clear-cut right or wrong. And if some people believe it's okay to throw gay men from rooftops, an approved practice in some Muslim countries, who's to say that's wrong? It's what their native culture believes. In contemporary America, troubled young minds receive mixed messages about what's permissible and far important, what's totally off limits. When I was David's age, I had access to guns. But I accessed them. There was no violent imagery, though, when I was a kid, not the way it is today. And young people of today are bombarded with gratuitous, very gratuitous violence with movies and video games. That shooting somebody multiple times is hip. So these students, or these studies that we find out from some of these students, they show little connection between viewing this in a video game and a rampage killing. But how can a constant stream of bloody visual carnage not have a negative impact on a troubled young mind? So, one of the things that's going on right now is that there's this idea that being male is bad, and being a Caucasian male is especially bad. And the progressive dominated culture that is in place today teaches these mentally troubled young white males to loathe themselves. And that right or wrong are a malleable concept. Once again, just like gender. And that viewing simulated images of gory violence is a cool way to have fun. And when you think about that in this term, it's sort of hard for you to sit back and not say to yourself, no wonder some of these guys become mass murderers. Because these kids are put through a relentless indoctrination in political correctness and multiculturalism, racial politics, feminist victimization, progressivism, and they're messing up some already screwed up minds of future school shooters. It is literally something they cannot handle. So, this is what they face today. And the idea that you can ban a gun, a class of guns, any gun, all guns, and this will stop, is stupid. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then, remember this. There has never been, and there's never going to be anything such as gun control. It's always going to be total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.